other Washington news here. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced last week that she will be resigning from her post to become the president of the University of California system, often called an ungovernable collection of institutions with totally different styles and agendas. The University of California system may be the perfect place to land after the Department of Homeland Security, which includes the U.S. Immigration and Customs Agency, the TSA, those folks at the airport that screen your baggage, FEMA, the Coast Guard, the Secret Service, a domestic nuclear detection office and training operation for federal officers. Michael Chertoff is a former secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He's currently chairman of the Chertoff Group. Michael Chertoff, thanks for joining us.
Hello, John.
Let's talk about the ungovernability of this agency. Tom Ridge had difficulty, you much less so, but what would you say the status of the governability of the Department of Homeland Security is, and assess Napolitano's leadership?
Well, I think that after 10 years, the department has actually matured quite a bit, and I would think that the myth of ungovernability really is no longer accurate. There's a pretty good system now of organizing across the various lines of functional behavior. They've got a well-integrated planning system. I think that Secretary Napolitano continued that process of building and integrating, which I think was part of the original vision. So the department is in a much better place now. There's one thing that still needs to be corrected, though, and that is the unwieldy congressional reporting system, which requires literally dozens of committees to be reported to by the department. And that's the one piece of unfinished business that was recommended by the 9/11 Commission that the next secretary ought to tackle.
And it's a big issue because the original vision of the Department of Homeland Security under George W. Bush was that it would be apolitical, that it would be insulated from Congress, and in a sense, both the political appointees that run the agency and these reporting requirements mean that the Department of Homeland Security is dialed into Congress more than ever, and we see that with the immigration bill right now.
Well, I think that's right. It's not so much that the congressional oversight mess creates more politics. It's that it creates conflicting directions. Most departments, like the Department of Defense, you know, principally deal with one oversight committee in the House and one in the Senate. And that creates a relationship in which Congress takes responsibility for its part of the oversight process and gives clear direction. What you still have with DHS now is a number of committees who claim that oversight. They often have very different views of what the department ought to do. That winds up actually hurting the department, but it also handicaps Congress, because if everybody speaks, then in a way nobody is listened to.
As a longtime observer of Washington, a final question. Given the domestic surveillance controversy that the Obama administration is currently under, obviously Homeland Security is something every government has to deal with, but we also have a Department of Defense. It seems like there is so much overwhelming investment in searching out enemies across the world and even inside our own borders, that maybe the U.S. needs to relax a little bit. We invest way too much in our homeland security.
Well, you know, that's an argument you did not hear after the Boston Marathon bombing. And I don't think you'd hear that argument if we relaxed and we had more bombings, or if we had something even worse than a bombing, like a biological attack or a cyber attack. And by the way, we are under attack in cyberspace all the time now. So I think there's, at this point, maybe a little bit of an overreaction and an exaggeration of the degree to which we're investing in security. And I think in particular, a lot of the noise around this set of Snowden revelations really misunderstands what we do in surveillance, misunderstands how much legal oversight there is, and really is focusing on an issue that we debated fully back 5 or 6 years ago when the law was modified to the current regime.
He's currently chairman of the Chertoff Group. Michael Chertoff is former Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much.
Great. Bye.
Bye. Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.